This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thankfully, it's 44 for the high today. We'll absolutely take that, but...
Feels like spring out there. It really does.
Yeah, and in the last coming weeks, last coming months, it's been really just horrendous out there with the snow. A lot of cars have been just buried off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Cars have been getting stuck. For example... This weekend, Breezy posted a funny social media video, and I'm like, "Ah, oh, this is so classic
this
of her.
Is so classic. So Friday.
She's just a girl.
I'm just a girl. Even though I hate when people say that. But Friday night, I went down to Canandaigua to my parents, and I had a bunch of my girlfriends over. As you know, Friday night, girls' night. We stay in. We eat our snacks. We watch our shows. And...
But I have to ask, why do you do that at your parents' house and not at your place?
Everyone... All my friends are from Canandaigua. Why would they drive to Fairport when we can just go to my parents? It's an empty house.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make them drive 30 minutes when I can go.
Sure.
I'm not going to make five people drive 30 minutes when one person could drive 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
Just, they have kids, you know. So went down there, and I had a bunch of stuff to do. Went down there, and my brother was there, and he went out to get something, and... He came back and like was blocking everybody in. So when they had to leave, they couldn't get out. There's snowbanks on either side. It's the ice. The driveway is sheerly ice. Like it's big drama. So my friends were like, what are we going to do? So my brother's sleeping. He's not awake. It's 11:30 at night. I run upstairs, grab his keys. I'm backing out and I try to... get out of their way enough so they can get by.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing so, I went kind of onto the lawn, which you can't really tell what's the lawn and what's the driveway with the snow.
Right.
And I get the car stuck in the snow.
Your brother's vehicle.
My brother's car. It's 11:30 at night. I've been working on it. Now it's midnight. I'm like, well, I'm not going home tonight. I'll just sleep here, I guess. I was panicking. And I can't see anything. It's pitch black out. So I wake up the next morning at like 6:30 because I'm like, I need to figure this out. I'm looking around. It is like stuck.
It's the one wheel. You really buried it, huh?
Yeah. And there's nothing more frustrating than getting your vehicle stuck in the snow because like, I don't know. It's just a test to one's patience. So I took to my Instagram.
Well, hold on. Before you get to that, I have to know. How long did you try to attempt to get this vehicle out of the snow?
30 minutes the night before, 30 minutes in the morning. By myself.
Doing what? Just trying to reverse forward, reverse forward.
Yeah, back forth.
And you were dead in the
shoveled. Water. I was shoveling around it.
You got to carry a bag of sand in the trunk.
I got a wooden plank.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because that's what my friend told me to do.
While you were doing this, where's your brother?
Sleeping. Totally sleeping.
Well, because it's his vehicle.
Yeah. Did and you he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know.
And like my dad's flying in. It's like big drama. Like he has to go to the airport and get my dad and like whatever.
Okay.
So I'm like, I need to figure this out because like if he did this to me, I'd be pissed. So I'm trying and he finally wakes up and I'm like, hey.
He finally wakes up because you called him or he just got up?
I like texted him the night before, like while it was all happening. And I was like, hey, like what time do you have to wake up tomorrow? When you wake up, like text me or call me, whatever. So he's like, what's going on? I'm like, so your car's stuck. He's like, what? He comes. I'm like, I need you to help me push it.
I need that for DoorDash.
Literally. Like, I need you to help me push it. So he comes out. I'm in the driver's seat. He's pushing it. I'm like, we need two people pushing it. So I called my best friend's husband who lives right up the street. And I was like, you need to come like drive the car.
This is the first thing in the morning too.
Yeah. I'm like, are you up? He's like, ugh, who's asking? I'm like, you need to come drive the car so my brother and I can push it. And people on my Instagram are like, put kitty litter under. I'm like, I don't own a cat.
Yeah. So if
they're like, use your floor mats sometimes from the car. I'm like,
It's all about traction. And a lot of times people will, if they have it, I don't know why they would, but if you have bags of sand, they say sprinkle it under the tire for traction. Most people don't have sand on them, so right. They use kitty litter, which is just as good. Or you want to use cardboard. You use the wooden plank. That didn't work for you very well.
Not at all.
You want to rock the car and gently accelerate. Rock the car. But you posted it to your social media, and I'm looking at it Saturday morning, and I'm like, oh, she's stuck. She's totally stuck.
I was rocking it and flooring it. I'm shocked I didn't drop the transmission. So the funniest part was I'm reading all these suggestions. I'm like, don't have sand, don't have kitty litter, don't own a cat. Like, everyone's like, I'll come now. I'm like, you live in Greece. Like, you're not coming. You know what I mean? I'm in Canada. Which is very nice of all of them. But my parents' neighbor comes out. He's like older, right? Like, yeah. he's in no shape to be like pushing a vehicle. Like, I don't want to be at the hands of his medical conditions. You know what I mean?
No, of course not. He's already got a bulging disc.
So he comes over with a bag of sand as my brother and I are like,
he's got sand.
We're on the final push. And he like touches his like index finger to the car and right. It finally gets out. Yeah, I'm like, ah, you must have done it, Gary. He must have done the final touches.
Gary is never going to let you live this down. Now your parents are going to owe him favors for life.
Gary didn't do anything, respectfully, of course. But my brother was so funny. He was like, we saw Gary leave his house, just peel out. And my brother was like, it's so funny. Every time I see that guy, he's like, if you ever need anything, just let me know. But we clearly need something. And he just peeled out. He was out of there.
See ya.
I think he went to go get sand, which we didn't need. But we finally got it out just from, you know, how strong I am. It's all the working out,
it's,
truly.
It's one of the things that makes us.
It's paying off.
Here in upstate New York. It's one of the things that makes us so tough is dealing with this damn weather year in, year again.
Because, like, honestly, I could get a car out of the snow in some way, shape, or form, whether it's by myself or with help. Obviously, I can't do it by myself because I couldn't do it. But I can do that. I can shovel. I can plow. I can do all the things. I can't find an alligator. I'll never be able to do that.
No.
So I'm so good right here where I'm at.
I don't know how many people have done this. My first vehicle was a Chevy Blazer. Thing like had 198,000 miles on it. It was a 1996 Blazer, and I thought I could plow through anything with that vehicle.
Yeah.
So
the donuts are the size of a tire. The tire's the size of a donut hole.
I think I've shared this story with you. One morning on my way to MCC, my dad was parked behind me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I'll just go over the lawn, and I'll just plow through this snowbank that's on the side of the street. Well, I put in four-wheel drive. I go over the front lawn, which already pissed my father off. And I end up on top of this snowbank.
Teetering.
Just teetering. And I get out and I'm like, oh, this is really bad. I go and get my dad. He comes outside.
He's pissed.
The look on his face was like, how stupid of a son do I have? He's like, what made you possibly think you can plow through this mound of snow with your crappy little Chevy Blazer. I was like, honestly, I have a lot of trust in this vehicle. He was so pissed because he just sat down to have his coffee. Now he's got to deal with me. He's got to hook a chain up from his pickup to my car and plow me out. And you know what the worst part is? After doing all this, I get to MCC. I sit in the parking lot. I'm like, I'm already 5 minutes late for class. I'm just going to bail.
Yeah, I should probably go get pizza.
I never went.
Oh, my God. You're the absolute worst.
Winners suck.
I honestly, I will say, though, pushing a car out with your body makes you feel like a total badass. Like, you could run through a brick wall. It's like, yeah, I did that. I pushed that vehicle out of the snow.
So
it's
your
sick.
Brother was behind the wheel while you pushed.
No, my friend's husband. I know. I was like, we need someone like a little, you know, smaller than my brother and I to be behind the wheel. Like, so you got to get down here, Nick.
Winter is not over just yet, guys. So get your kitty litter.
Get your kitty litter. Get your sand. Get your wooden planks and stay ready.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. This was a tough story over the weekend. There were two Rochester police officers who were injured when their parked patrol car was rear-ended by a Jeep Grand Cherokee on Portland Avenue. This was around 7 p.m. on Friday. If you saw the video, this guy had no intentions of stopping. He just plowed right in the back of this RPD car. And the lights were on, too, at the time. So it's not like he couldn't see it.
Right.
They transported this guy to a local hospital for treatment, along with the police officers. They are expected to be released soon if they haven't already been. But the driver of the Jeep, identified as 52-year-old Frederick Young, he was taken into custody for driving while intoxicated. There was also a city resident who was also transported to a hospital for observation. Young faces charges of driving while intoxicated and several other traffic offenses. I can't think of the worst thing you can do, yes, being drunk on the road driving, but then hitting a cop car. He hit this car hard.
Probably the last thing you want to hit, if I'm being honest.
Or another person, but right. Years back, this happened to a woman at the corner of East Ave and Culver Road. RPD officer was sitting in his vehicle at a red light, and this woman just drove through the back of this cop car. Didn't even pump the brakes. She was that drunk. And the worst part about that story was it was the second time she hit a police officer on the road while drinking and driving.
My God, that's really scary.
Sooner or later, you just got to put these people away for good.
Right. They're clearly not learning their lesson.
So thankfully, those police officers are doing okay. Could have been a lot worse because that Jeep hit them pretty hard, to say the least. Also, in other news, Spot Coffee on East Ave says they are closing. Last day is this Sunday, you guys, March 2nd. Don't know why an employee that works there was asked why they're closing. They said they cannot comment until next week. So this Sunday will be Spot Coffee's very last day. It's kind of sad. This place has been around for years and years. Used to hang out there all the time back in college. So what they're going to do with the location, we'll find out, I guess, next week.
That is sad and very abrupt.
Very much so.
They're like, we're done. See ya.
I mean, the health department closed them down that one time last year. So
yeah. But right down the street from Spot Coffee is where we're hosting the 15th annual Bachelor Auction.
We're less than 1 month away from the auction. Some of you have been asking how you can get tickets. What should you wear? How much is VIP? Breezy and I were going to answer all of those questions and tell you what, when, and where regarding the 15th annual Bachelor Auction coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. We'll take it. Looking for an excuse to get back in the dating game, meet someone new, or maybe you and your friends are just looking for a fun night out, but we got you covered either way. The 15th annual Bachelor Auction is the perfect opportunity to enjoy a night out while helping your Rochester community. And Saturday, March 22nd, you're all invited to Anthology on East Avenue starting at 6 p.m., to maybe possibly meet someone special.
Yeah. Absolutely. You guys, this is going to be such a fun time. If you've ever been to any of the Bachelor auctions in the past, they're always such an amazing time. Everyone's dressing to their absolute best, dressed to impress. And we just look forward to good vibes in the room, raising a lot of money and awareness for CSC, Cancer Support Community Rochester. And I'm not going to lie, I'm very encouraged by the 15th annual Bachelor Auction this year because so far, I just checked on the website.
Yeah, give them the number.
We're just a little over $18,000 that has been raised within the first, 3 days that the actual Bachelors have been announced and started fundraising.
Now, we talked to our good friends, Connor and Tim and Hunter, who kind of spearhead this event. And as of now, they said this is a record. Starting off, before they even auction these guys off on the 22nd, usually we have a goal in mind of what we want to do. This year, it's $100,000. Mm-hmm. But to be at $18,381 at this point, starting off, is huge. And thank you if you have donated. Thank you so, so much, because all of that money stays local right here in the 585 to help people who have been affected by cancer. Mm-hmm. And so this is huge. We have 26 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors that are going to be taking the stage on the 22nd. So some of you have messaged us over the weekend. Hi, Moose, Breezy on Air is our Instagram handle. $55 is what it's going to cost to get into VIP. $35 per ticket for general admission. But if you want to buy a four pack, it's only $120. We recommend the VIP tickets because you get an hour and a half one-on-one with the bachelors before they take the stage, plus free champagne, plus the food that they're going to serve while you're there as well. It's $15 more, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Dress to impress, you guys. There will be no jeans allowed at the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Everybody that showed up last year looked incredible.
Yeah, they did. They really did. And there's a bunch of different events that you can go support throughout the month of March here. I know we're closing in on February, but there's going to be guest bartending at Tin Cup where you can go and support and kind of scope out who you think you might be interested in, Dead Red Pecker, and a couple other places as well. So we'll keep you informed on the dates of those. But I got to say, from everybody that we've met so far, they've all been really lovely. I've never really gotten, well, I've gotten a couple bad vibes from a couple of bachelors, but over the years, okay, I was going to say, I've never gotten a bad vibe from a bachelor, but that is simply false. They're all really great guys. And I think what I love about the batch that we've met so far is that they're really here to put their money where their mouth is. And when the rubber meets the road, they're going to raise the money to give back to such an amazing cause that is CSC Rochester.
Coincidentally, you're so right, Breezy. This past Friday, we met Jesse, we met Nick, and we met Alex. They were in the studio live on Friday with Connor, and all three of them are leading right now as the top fundraisers for CSC. Jesse has a total of $3,600. Nick is second with $2,000 he's raised. And of course, Alex is third with $1,700.
Alex might be third on the leaderboard, but he is number one in my heart. I love that guy.
He's a good dude.
Pretty.
He's 31
pretty
years
into
old.
It.
He said he works for an advertising company for the billboards. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Lamar.
Lamar.
Yeah, very fun. And you guys, if you get a group of your girlfriends together, or really anyone, you can get a discount for a four pack for just $120.
That's right.
Which is great.
Happy hour. The doors open at 6 o'clock. General admission, $35 a ticket. It's going to be 7:30. And then the bachelors will take the stage starting exactly at 8:30 at Anthology on East Avenue.
This is our biggest event of the year, I would argue, for Moose and I. We love hosting it. We love being a part of it. It is a lot of fun. Again, the vibes are always just so high and so right. And I just love giving back to this community in such a fun, positive, non-stuffy way.
Yeah, it's the best. It's one of the most fun nights of the entire year. We raise so much money. It helps so many people. There's going to be a couple of surprises in store on the 22nd and Anthology. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go to CSCRochester.org. And again, 55 for VIP, 35 for general admission. You guys make sure you dress to impress. All right. See you guys Saturday, March 22nd at Anthology. Pop off. We're going to raise so much money this year. We already have $18,000 on the board.
Yep.
So keep it coming.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Come and cserochester.org to get your ticket.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.